హలో గాయస్, ఇట్స్ మీ సంజయ్. వెల్కమ్ టు ప్యాంట్రెక్స్ ఏఐ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఎపిసోడ్ 14. దిస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ న్యూరల్ నెట్వర్క్. న్యూరల్ నెట్వర్క్ ఇస్ అ లెర్నింగ్ సిస్టమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై ద హ్యూమన్ బయాలజీ, లైక్ హౌ ఇస్ ద బ్రెయిన్ స్ట్రక్చర్డ్ అండ్ హౌ న్యూరాన్ ఫంక్షన్స్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇన్పుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హ్యూమన్ సెన్సర్స్ అండ్ ఎక్సెట్రా. ఇట్ యూజెస్ ఎ నెట్వర్క్ ఆఫ్ ఫంక్షన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ద డేటా ఇన్పుట్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ టు అనదర్ ఫార్మ్. Algorithm with neural network need not to be programmed with rules and condition that define what to expect from the input or what are all the features in an input image. Instead, neural network learn from the bulk input images which is already labeled and which is already given as an input that extract the features automatically. This concept is known as automatic feature extraction. For an example, if you are designing some of the application to recognize apple versus banana, so if you are deploying with a normal image processing application, we need to specify the features such as based on the color and based on the shape. So shape and then color, we need to be specified for the normal image processing algorithm. But whenever we are going for the neural network, we need to provide only the bulk or huge amount of images of apple and then banana. This neural network automatically identify the feature of the bulk images which is given as an input image to identify whether that is an apple or that is a banana. Neural network has various methods like number one, classification, which is used to identify the objects or which is used to classify the objects or to recognize the face. And number two, clustering, which is used for comparing document, images, sounds, and to identify the similar items. Regression, which is used to identify the hardware faults in automobile industries or to identify the heart attacks or strokes by using the wearable devices. While talking about the elements of neural network, it has inputs, weights, net input function, activation function, and finally output. In aspects of layer, it has input layer, hidden layer, and output layer. In each and every layer, it will have n number of neurons. So input layer, where we are going to provide our data as an input. It may be image, or it may be data format, or it may be anything. So that kind of input data, which is going to be present, or which is going to be fed in the input layer. And hidden layer, which is responsible for extracting the features. An output layer is responsible for giving us the output, either that is apple or banana. So I hope you guys got this. I hope you guys are all enjoying the session. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you on the next podcast.